Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous football and playoff baseball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown both not traveling to Los Angeles, both out for the Commanders game on Sunday at the Los Angeles Chargers. We think Deebo Samuel's going to play, though, right, Femi?
He practiced today. I think he might just be limited. He's dealing with a heel injury, but he was back on the practice field.
Tyler, pop on here. So we need to finalize our survivor. We gave you our bets for Cubs Padres. We're on the Cubs. That game starting in a couple minutes. Guardians trail the Tigers 2-1 right now. Jose Ramirez just flew out to left. So we're final couple innings in Cleveland. What do we got?
I say they're saying that Deebo did not practice, so I guess he was just on the practice field. He was seen.
I'd love to know who tweeted that out, that Deebo is practicing. Like, can the beat reporters get this stuff right?
Yeah, it's guess not. So it sounds like all three of those guys did not practice, but I don't think they're ruling out Deebo yet. So, but McLaurin and Brown are out.
Okay, so Adam Schefter just tweeted McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosmi out, which we knew Cosmi was going to be out. They just opened up his practice window. He tore his ACL in the playoff game against Detroit. None of those players traveling to Los Angeles. We don't know about Deebo. Does this change the calculus for us at all? Do we want to be real men and take the LA Chargers?
I mean,
I don't
want
to go against Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it's just like, do you really want to do that with your survivor entry?
Like, Tyler, you want to, right? You want to go against Jaden Daniels.
That's his enemy.
Yeah, I knew Femi was to say. Yeah, you know, I'm also a Jaden Daniels hater. But, like, that aside, like, he's injured. He's going to be injured. And he's probably going to have a knee brace on there this game. So he might not be 100% when it comes to running the ball. And they're playing probably the most physical team in the NFL. One of them, at least. So we don't have to. I think there's better options than the Chargers. They were just like, if we wanted to be men, I think the Chargers are a good pick.
Is Corey
Chargers
home?
O-line banged up.
No, he's not home. He's working.
What? Oh, is like videoing stuff?
Yeah, probably.
When does he get home?
Like 7.
How convenient.
How convenient, right when the show ends.
What does he shoot? Does he shoot like sports stuff, like nature photos? What does he usually shoot?
He goes to like a lot of rap concerts. He was with Carmelo Anthony the other week doing some video stuff for Carmelo. So yeah, a bunch of stuff like
how
that.
How does this not get brought up ever?
Yeah.
What? Nobody ever asked.
I would have brought it up if you guys asked.
Oh yeah, he's just, you know, hanging out with Carmelo Anthony the other week, you know.
Tyler, so FaceTime Corey.
No, he's working. I'm not doing that.
So then he just won't pick up. No harm, no foul.
We can do this another day. We can do this.
Text Corey. Is Corey a football fan?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, he's not as big as I am, but he is.
I want to know what Corey thinks we should do with Survivor this week.
Yeah.
All right, I'll text him after the segment.
Okay, great. When is Corey off work? Oh, 6:54. How convenient. So what do we want to take the Rams?
I want to take the Rams. The reason why, right, I'll explain, right, this to Detroit.
Do you want to take, because you said something, hold on, yes. I have to bring this up. You said when we went to break, and I actually think you were serious, even if you're going to say you're not right now. I think you want to sweat the game tonight because you're not betting it. Is that true or false? You have to be honest. Don't lie to us.
Yes, I want to sweat the game tonight.
But is also, that the reason why?
No, I had the Rams
number
one.
Is it more than 50% of the reason why?
No, it's less than 50%. Big board on Tuesday. I would say it's like 20%. 80% is me just like logically trying to think about this thing. Like on Tuesday when I made my big board, Rams were number one. But that was also, I made that with thinking that Brock Purdy was going to play in the game and he'd be like banged up. This would be once again compromised Brock Purdy like we saw last Sunday. Like this, yes, I want to sweat the game. I'm not going to have a bet on the side in total, but like that's a cherry on top of the Sunday. The actual Sunday is, I think that this is a good spot to play under the Rams.
Tyler, you want to take the Rams?
They are, honestly, I want to take the Lions, but I know we need them for a holiday consideration. So
yeah, that's the thing with Detroit. It's like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, like, I mean, obviously you don't want to play them against Green Bay, maybe, okay, but like, who knows? It's just tough.
Let's talk through this briefly. Okay. How do the Rams lose? Like, how does it happen? Because like when we took the Bills a couple weeks ago and I bet Miami plus the points, like I don't think I could have constructed other, like Josh Allen has food poisoning.
Yeah.
How do the Rams lose? Like Stafford has to get hurt, right?
Stafford hurt. McVay ultra conservative.
Or he just turns it over a ton of times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like that's like, it, right?
McVay,
it's a quarterback
kicking
injury.
Field goals. Yeah.
Oh, my
And then
God.
Now it's Jimmy G versus Mac Jones.
Well, I mean, that's Kyle not Shanahan a good reason. Not, yeah. Yeah, that's not a good reason not to take no. him. How do the Cardinals lose?
Can I make a case? I'll make a case here. The Cardinals have only broken 20 points against the Carolina Panthers, which everyone has career highs against. They haven't done anything against anybody else. They're on their third string running back, which really doesn't matter, but their offense looks worse by the week. And also, the Titans game, like the score looks bad. It was 6-0 going into the fourth quarter, and then the game just was an avalanche for the Houston Texans in the fourth quarter.
How many points did they score?
They scored 20. They scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Now, how many points did the Titans score?
Zero. They scored zero.
They got choked.
Against a good Texans defense. Against a good Texans defense. And
we
also
like the Cardinals defense. Like Will Johnson's probably going to be back this week.
This is also like, this is going to sound like I'm just like making a claim for the Titans here. I'm really not, but this is like as desperate as a spot as you're going to see like a team all year. They have the rookie quarterback calling out saying we suck. And this is probably Brian Callahan coaching for his job. So,
well, you bet the Titans.
I could see. I already bet the Titans.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. He's 10 toes down on that one. He's standing on business. All right.
I kind of think we should take Arizona. You guys want to take the Rams?
I think Tyler actually made a really strong case with saying that Arizona's offense has only broken 20 against Carolina. Like honestly, after he said that, I was like, yeah, they might actually just suck.
How many times has the Titans' offense broken 20?
I think it was once, maybe. I looked this up earlier. They scored 19. They scored 19 against the Rams, and then they scored 20 against someone else.
Oh, against maybe Indy when that game got loose, perhaps.
Yes,
maybe against Indy. Then. Yeah, but why are you scared of the Rams? Why are you scared of the Rams?
Shanahan makes me nervous.
Yeah, I mean he's a great coach. Like that's 100%. He is a great coach.
Who have we got against? We went against Canales, Dable, Canales again in last week, and Mike McDaniel. And now we're and now we have a chance to go against Kyle Brian Shanahan. Callahan, and we're choosing Kyle Shanahan instead of Brian Callahan.
Here's my thing. Honestly, I think it's either the Rams. I just don't want Arizona. I think we do Rams or we be cowards and we go Lions. and we just like say, whatever, we're not going to have the Lions on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Femi, you make the call. What do you want to do?
I want to go Rams. They've been good to
Tyler.
Us.
I'm in. They were number 2 on the big board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not joking. I want you to FaceTime your brother.
He's working right now. I'll do it later.
But what's gonna? He's gonna come home and be like, "I disavow you as my brother because you FaceTimed him while he's working."
Possibly. He's a wild card.
Just what's the worst thing that happens? He doesn't pick up the phone.
I'll do it during break.
Call him. Don't FaceTime. No,
just see if.
And say you're on speaker live on You Better You Bet. Who would you take in Survivor this week? The Rams or the Lions?
He's not even going to know what that even means. I will not be doing this. Sorry.
Can you give us his number? We'll call him. I'll call him.
Hey, Corey Morales. This is Nick Costos of You Better You Bet.
Honestly, does he want to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Jake still has
I can promise
imaging.
You, he wants no part of this. I can promise okay. you that.
So does he hate us?
And the Guardians are done. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man. Guardian. All right, Tigers up 4-1. All right, thank you, Tyler. So we're out on the Rams. That's it. We're done.
Let's do it.
Jake, you have the music? Let's feel good about it. Nick, you look like we're going to the doctor's office. Like, let's feel good about it.
You understand, I have the Yankees tonight also. So it's like, if the Yankees lose and the Rams lose, like, I may not come to work tomorrow. That would be absolutely soul-crushing.
If they both win, you know, you just have a little bit less money in your baseball bankroll. But, like, you know, it's a great day.
All right. I would like to find out at least what Corey likes in Survivor, even if we can't talk to him. What is Corey Morales like in Survivor this week? All right. You better on this Thursday. Femi, do you want to throw it to your friend Brad Evans here. We'll do some things.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of stuff to get to here throughout the world of sports. Obviously, October, one of the great months that we have on the calendar. NFL, college football, baseball. Jake, let's hit it and let's get to all of the biggest stories from around the world of sports.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
All right.
Yeah, You Better You Bet. We got some things on deck here on a Thursday. And Jake, what's the first thing that we start with?
The main thing.
All right. I think this weekend's Tampa and Seattle game in the NFL is the best game on the Sunday slate. I don't think you're going to get too many arguments against that one. These two teams, couple of dark horses in the NFC. I like the Seattle Seahawks in the game to cover the number and also win at home, of course, as they are the 3.5-point favorite. But Nick, I want to ask you, what is the better bet going forward long term? Bucks at 14-1 to win the NFC, or is it the Seahawks at 18-1 to win the NFC?
Well, I like how you were like, yeah, this is obviously the best game of the week. Like, it's like Bills Ravens. Is this the best game of the week?
Yeah. I mean, what other game is better?
Eagles Broncos.
Think that one's better?
I think you can make the case. I actually don't think Seattle Tampa is, but maybe you can make the case that you said it obviously.
The best game of the game, week. Man. Yeah.
Okay, but
Seahawks.
But it's not like it's Eagles Bills.
What's the better bet? 14-1 Tampa or 18-1 Seattle? What's the better bet?
I would like for you to retract that statement.
I think that this is a better game. You have two I don't think Denver's that good. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're that good.
That's fine. And you can be right about that. But no, it's the way you posed it was. You didn't say this is one of the... You said, obviously, this is the best game of the week. Seattle and Tampa. Is it obvious?
It's getting that 4 o'clock treatment, baby.
Yeah. It's Chiefs Packers or something. I don't know if I go that far.
It's a future potential playoff game. Can't say that about Broncos Eagles.
6-1 Tigers.
Yeah, great. I'm going to turn this one off. Don't need to watch this anymore.
It's rough. Let's go Cubbies. Seattle easily. Seattle's defense has the upside to be like best defense in the league. I like Tampa. It's not an anti-Tampa thing. And I believe in Sam Darnold. I'll say Seattle, Femi, is a better bet than Tampa. Although, to be fair, I don't like either.
Yeah, like if you made me choose one, I would actually go Tampa just because I think Tampa has the much more clear path to winning the division. Like Tampa, I can at least say I think they're going to play a home playoff game. Seattle, even though they might be the better team with the Rams, who knows when the Niners get back healthy, they might not win the West. So they're likely going to have to win multiple road games. So for me, it would be Tampa if I had to bet it 14-1. And also like Baker Mayfield in the playoffs more than our guy Sam Darnold. Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing.
Monday Night Football this upcoming week is a great litmus test for your Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm still skeptical of Jacksonville. I think a lot of these forced turnovers, and maybe it's contagious and they can keep it rolling, but at some point it's going to regress a little bit, but you got to give them some credit for this 3-1 start. Through 4 weeks, better bet to win the AFC South, is it Colts -105 or Jags +125?
Give me the prices one more time.
Indy -105, Jacksonville +125.
Colts. Definitely.
I thought you were Mr. Duval.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I said this on Monday on the show. If I made me pick, I think the Colts are better than the Jaguars. I think the offense is going to be more consistent on a week-in, week-out basis, and I think the Jaguars have gotten lucky with the turnovers. Now, maybe that just continues, and I would like for the Jaguars to win, but if like you made me bet my money right now on it, I would take the Indianapolis Colts.
Do you think Jacksonville covers on Monday?
Maybe. But I don't think they win.
Chiefs by 3 or more.
Chiefs by 3 or less, let's say. If the number's going to be 3.5. All right, take a quick break. We'll get more things on coming up later in the hour. But on the other side, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins with his favorite college football bets for the weekend. And he's got a stinky dog as his best bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.